Dean Richards now with entertainment news. That was quite a show the country music folks put on last night, Dean.
Yeah, lots of great performances, interesting results. Lainey Wilson wound up being the big winner last night. She took home three CMA awards, Entertainer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year. Other big winners last night included Cody Johnson, who won Best Male Vocalist, The Red Clay Strays, Best Vocal Group. Brooks and Dunn took honors for the Best Duo, and also Ella Langley and Riley Green won Single of the Year for You Look Like You Love Me. So, yeah, lots of big winners and lots of great performers.
Mm-hmm.
If you like country music as well.
No Dolly Parton in the audience, though, huh?
No, nowhere around with most of her appearances lately. She had to back out of another scheduled event. She was supposed to be at the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions to be inducted into their Hall of Fame for her Dollywood, but doctor's orders, she wasn't allowed to go. She has been dealing with kidney stones, and on Instagram she said her doctors told her to take it easy for a while. She also skipped getting a Governor's Award with the Academy Awards, Humanitarian Awards they gave out the other day. She's postponed her residency in Las Vegas, so let her get some rest. She's always running. She's always doing something. And we'll get her, you know, back up to speed, hopefully in no time at all.
Let's mention what's going on in the UK. And I really am interested in this story. And everybody around here who has paid too much for a concert ticket wants to hear about this. Is this going to spread, I hope?
I hope so. This is so something that we need here in the U.S., here in Chicago, for, you know, people who try to go to concerts only to find out that, you know, these automated bots jump in and they scoop up all the tickets and they resell them at far above the retail value of them. That is now illegal in the United Kingdom. They have banned the resale of tickets to any concert, sporting event, or any other live event. Completely banned right now. They are capping those resales to the original price, to also capping the fees that go along with tickets and any service fees that get charged by the platforms also will be capped. It's not that hard. You know, whoever regulates this here in the U.S., I know we're busy with, you know, a lot of other issues right now, but people pay tremendous amounts of money for concert tickets. Then they get hit with all the fees, and that's only if you can wind up buying tickets from the original sources, because these automated things are jumping in and scooping up all the tickets so nobody else can get them.
You know, and the resale market, it's out of control, because if you want McCartney tickets, you can't get face value tickets. And if you want a good seat on one of these sites like StubHub, it's going to cost you like $3,000.
Yeah, well, that's what that's now against the law in the UK to do all of that. So I say we follow their lead. You know, let's get something going with that and get that guy. What's so hard about doing that here in the U.S.? I don't understand.
Amen. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and the new Harry Potter is coming, Dean.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be out until next year. Not a movie. It's going to be a series on HBO. And something really kind of sweet happened the other day. And that's when the old Harry Potter reached out to the new Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe, who starred in the 8 Harry Potter movies that went to the big screen, huge movie franchise, revealed that he wrote a letter to young Dominic McLaughlin. He's the young actor who now will take over the role of Harry Potter for this HBO series, sat down and wrote him a letter saying that it's a great experience and that he has much joy with it and enjoys it as much as he did when he played Harry Potter, which I thought was a really nice gesture. It's a really nice thing to do. And then the new Harry Potter, Dominic McLaughlin, writes a letter back to Daniel Radcliffe, thanking him for his support and his well wishes and all that. So some good vibes going into
how about
this.
That? No whole, show business feud there.
Yeah, no, not at all. The Harry Potter series will debut on HBO in 2027. So we've got a ways to go on that.
Yeah, as far as Wicked, now are they sneaking it tonight?
They are sneaking it this afternoon. Screenings are going to begin as early as 2 o'clock this afternoon because they cannot wait to get their hands on your money for Wicked for Good, the second half, that technically opens on Friday, opens tomorrow. But it's not unusual that, you know, big movies, they start to release it a little bit early. So if you check your listings, you'll find Wicked is playing at theaters everywhere in the Chicago area starting at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. They expect when this whole weekend is over that the movie in its first debut is going to take in somewhere in the neighborhood of about $200 million, which is unbelievable. That's going to be a worldwide number. It'll be like in the 120s here in North America. But I'll give a full in-depth review. Bob's already planning on calling in sick tomorrow, so he doesn't have to listen to my review on it. But it's going to be a really good review. It's pretty great. The only things that I caution you, you can't go into this movie if you haven't seen anything else. You won't understand what's going on. This is not a standalone film. You really need to have seen the first Wicked, which I think was on NBC last night. So maybe a lot of people saw it. I think it's smart to watch, if you're a fan, to go back and just refresh. And it wouldn't hurt you even to watch the original Wizard of Oz, on which this whole premise is based, because so much in this second movie now, the Wicked for Good, is leading up to what happened in the original 1938 Wizard of Oz movie. So if you've never seen it or you haven't seen it in a long time, things will make a lot more sense in this movie if you have a little background. As much as I hate the idea of having to do homework to go see a movie.
Me too. I like the original Wizard of Oz. My wife made me see the first Wicked in the theater, but I completely zoned out, so I'll be lost with the new Wicked.
Yeah, you'll be in Munchkin Land.
For sure.
In no time.
For Friends fans, I guess this is good news, finally, huh?
I guess, I think so. When Friends went off the air, there was one spinoff, the series called Joey, that was based on the life of Joey Tribbiani in the movie. The concept for it all is that Joey, you know, who we know from Friends, was an actor. He takes his acting career from New York to Hollywood in this sitcom that aired for only one season on NBC in 2004. But there were about 8 episodes that never even got on the air. It was actually canceled in its second season, not just one season, but 8 episodes were never put on the air, just put up on the shelf. And now they are releasing these 8 episodes on the Friends YouTube channel. So if you're a fan and you want to see the rest of these, I have a vague recollection of the Joey sitcom with Matt LeBlanc and I don't think I'll be going to catch up for those 8 episodes.
No.
Wasn't that good?
Wasn't that good? I wasn't even aware of this show, so.
You're better off.
I guess I'm lucky.
Yeah, you're better off. There wasn't a lot to it, I'm afraid.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dean.